bisogna soffrire per essere grande.
That was the favorite expression of the great Italian singer Enrico Caruso. It means, to be great, it is necessary to suffer. After years of difficulty, Caruso achieved fame. But the man communicated more than beautiful music through his voice. A music critic once observed, "His is a voice that loves you, and not only a voice, a sympathetic man." Tribulation does that for a person who accepts life's difficulties in the proper spirit. Sufferings are designed to make us better, not bitter. God brings men into deep waters not to drown them, but to cleanse them. Everybody has tests and temptations and trials and tribulations, but it's how you handle them that makes the difference. For example, the English poets Lord Byron and Sir Walter Scott were both cripples. Byron was very bitter about his lameness and always moody and self-conscious about it in public. Scott, on the other hand, was never heard to complain or speak one bitter word about his handicap, not even to his dearest friend. It's not surprising, then, that Scott once received a letter from Byron in which he said, "Ah, Scott, I would give all my fame to have your happiness." Charles Eliot, one of the greatest presidents of Harvard College, felt terribly bitter as a boy about the serious facial disfigurement with which he was born, until one day his mother gave him this advice which changed his life. She told him, "My son, we have consulted the best surgeons, and they say that it is not possible for you to get rid of this handicap. But it is possible, with God's help, to grow a mind and a soul so big that people will forget to look at your face." And he did. And who hasn't heard of Helen Keller? She was deaf, dumb, and blind. But because of the love and dedication of a sweet Christian nurse, Annie Sullivan, she learned not only to write, but to speak as well. She became a world-famous poet, writer, and public speaker, and has been a tremendous encouragement to millions of deaf, dumb, and blind people throughout the world. Her example has given them hope that they don't have to get discouraged and give up and be useless just because they have such severe handicaps. She once said, "I thank God for my handicaps, for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God." God's ways are sometimes mysterious, and we don't always understand the reason behind everything he does, but one thing we can be sure of is that the Lord always has a reason and a purpose, and if for some reason he doesn't deliver us from some handicap or affliction, it is because he knows that for some reason or other, it is good for us to have them. It's true that God's love does not always keep us from suffering and trials, but it is a love that always keeps us through sufferings and trials. And let's never forget that the trials and storms of life no more indicate the absence of God than clouds indicate the absence of the sun.